Hi, I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show, and you're watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto,
I'm right, he's wrong.
Don't drop it.
There you go. Just like that.
Statement number one, beat him at right tackle is the right move.
I'm going to disagree, Bob, and I'm going to preface my comment by saying that after reviewing the Cleveland game, Kelvin Beachum played pretty well for a guy in his circumstance. He played pretty well for a guy in any circumstance, actually, but I still think the long-term, short-term goal here is Ramon Foster at right tackle and David DeCastro at right guard. I want to get to that as soon as possible and start working that out and getting that up to speed. So I'm going to disagree and say Beachum right now should be in reserve.
Well, I'm going to agree with the statement and disagree with you. Maybe it's semantics, maybe it's not. I think you look at it one day at a time. You make this move right now. If Kelvin Beachum goes in there and plays great, maybe he is the right tackle, even if David DeCastro comes back and shows that he is your best option at right guard. So I'm not looking too far into the future. Beachum, though, I think earned this for right now. So we'll go with that and see what happens.
Did a nice job on Jabal Sheard.
Yes, he did.
Really did.
Statement number two, if Batch isn't better, I go to Hoyer.
I'm going to agree because I certainly interpret Mike Tomlin's comments this week as maybe leaning that way. Mike Tomlin on Tuesday talked about right now Hoyer being still an emergency-only guy, but alluded that that could change as the week progresses and he gets more practices under his belt and he gets more up to speed. It sounded to me like Mike Tomlin was telling us there might be an option to Charlie Batch that wasn't there in Cleveland. That option might exist in Baltimore, and if it exists, I'm going to it if I need to. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with the statement and you as well. If you're into this Ravens game and the determination is made that you are being held back by quarterback play and quarterback play alone, you got to make the move. You got to send the right message to the rest of your team that you are trying to win the game. Statement number three, speaking of trying to win the game, the Ravens game is critical.
Disagree. The Bengals game is critical. That's who you're looking at in terms of the wild card right now. The Bengals are the team that's tied with the Steelers. The Bengals are the team that could potentially oust the Steelers. I know it's a division game. I know it's a conference game. I know it's a Ravens game. But it's much less of a big deal than that Bengals game is going to be when they come here in December.
Yeah, I disagree with the statement and agree with you. The importance of the Ravens game to me is more psychological. And I think that you can get that psychological boost or at least turn in the right direction by going down there and playing well. The outcome is going to be the outcome, and you're going to be without a lot of your top players. That's going to be the way that it is. Go down in Baltimore and play them hard, play them tough, play well, play Steelers football, and I think you accomplish what you need to accomplish. Statement number four, you got to be 10-6 to make the playoffs.
I'm going to disagree. The reason I disagree is I've been watching the AFC this year. I think 9-7 can get it done for the Steelers again, provided one of the nine is Cincinnati here on December the 23rd. That one, to me, is shaping up as the game that decides the fate of this season, assuming everything else kind of falls into place as you suspect it might.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement. Maybe 9-7 gets you into the playoffs. 10-6 does get you into the playoffs, and if you want to control your own
fate,
you want to be 10-6 if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that would include a win over the Cincinnati Bengals. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next Wednesday exclusively on Steelers.com.